Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for our morning interview with two guests. I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Alex Gonzalez and Ian Greenberg. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Some of you might recognize those names if you've been going to some of the concerts that are happening this month as part of the Sitka Music Festival. Alex plays the violin and Ian plays the cello, and you both have been performing already at some of the past concerts that have happened. And you're going to be performing this weekend.
Yes.
And I want to talk about those concerts. But first, I think it would be really nice for listeners to get to know a little bit about who you are, get to know the artists that are here. So, Alex, I'll just start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you came to play the violin.
Sure. Thanks so much for having us again. And we're so happy to be in Sitka sharing our music with everyone and meeting the lovely locals here. So I started playing violin when I was about 11 years old. And I began playing by just taking an elective in my public school, public middle school's orchestra program. And I really loved it and decided to take it more seriously after I got exposed to it in school. And so after that, I started taking lessons at a local music school and went to a performing arts high school after I decided to really do it for my life. And the rest is history.
Well, so what was it about the violin that, like, I don't know, what exactly made you be like, I just want to do this forever?
You know, I wish I knew. I don't remember exactly, but I think that's the beautiful thing about it. It's a very, I think for most of us, it's a very visceral feeling where you just kind of know something is right or something is for you, and it's hard to explain, but maybe there's no explanation, but it just felt right as far as expressing what I wanted to express, so I just went for it
and stuck with it. You went on to go to Rice and then kind of the equivalent of grad school at Eastern School of Music.
Eastman.
And then a little bit of time at Carnegie Mellon.
Yes, correct.
And then finally, with the New World. Oh gosh,
New
World.
The New World Symphony.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you're an alum of that particular
both
program.
Yes, of us are. Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean you're no longer with that symphony, or?
Yes, correct. So the New World Symphony is essentially an orchestra academy. It's kind of like a bridge between college and professional life, very similar to maybe a residency that someone in the medical profession would have, where you're still working professionally, but on top of that, there is some oversight and training for you to help you, you know, get to the next level in your career. So, but in that time, we all have a fixed amount of time in the orchestra. So, Ian and I both finished our 3-year fellowship a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Oh, and so now this is kind of your next step. Now you're going performing at festivals and being a performing artist.
Yes, exactly.
Very exciting. Yeah. Well, we're lucky to have you. Ian, I want to ask you the same question. What's the story about the cello? You play the cello. How did that happen?
So I I grew up in Oregon, and when I was about 4 years old, I went to a music shop with my family, just kind of looking around. And the story goes, I told my mom that I wanted to play the cello, and I don't really, I have a memory of being in the music store, but I don't totally remember how I knew what the cello was or what it was called. And my mom thought that the cello came in one size, which is too big for a 4-year-old. So she said, no, you have to wait. But whoever was working in the music shop at the time brought out a 8th size cello that's about the size of a violin, and I was very interested in it. And so a few months later, I started taking lessons and kind of never stopped.
So you were kind of on the what's considered the more traditional path for a professional musician, where you start like really little.
For a string players tend to start really young.
Quite young.
I was kind of in that age group.
And went on to do the same thing as Alex.
Very similar path as Alex. Yeah, okay. I also went to Eastman for my master's. Before that, I was in Chicago at Northwestern University. And then after doing school, I went to New World for my fellowship in Miami.
Great. Yeah. And now you're performing here at the Sitka Music Festival.
Exactly.
And will you be going to other festivals as well? Or
Yeah, so we each play in kind of different festivals around the country. Okay. Summer festivals are a really inspiring time for musicians to most people who play, you know, in an orchestra or concerts throughout the year, have this time off to travel to various festivals and perform there. So summertime is a really awesome and inspiring time for us to get to be in different places and make music with each other.
That's great. I mean, it sounds a little bit like summer break. I mean, I realize you're still working and doing your job, but you get to at least travel a bit.
Exactly. It's our first time here in Alaska and in Sitka, and it's just been amazing. So yeah, it's really cool.
I'm glad the weather has cooperated to welcome you to Sitka, because it's just raining all the time. So you got some sun this time.
We've had some great sun, some good hikes.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this weekend's concert, because it's an interesting lineup. I was looking through some of the composers that will be highlighted, and some of them were names that I'm just not at all familiar with, and I found that really kind of exciting. These are people that are still alive, contemporary composers, people that are younger than me, some very young composers. Let's start with maybe a composer that we're not as familiar with, or I wasn't familiar with, that's going to be played on Friday, and that's Ellen Toff Zwillick.
Yeah.
And Ian, could you let us know a little bit about her and
Sure. So she was actually the first female composer to receive the Pulitzer Prize. And the piece that she wrote is a cello concerto, so for solo cello and orchestra. And it was actually premiered by Zwill Bailey, who is the director of the festival and performing, will be performing again on Friday. But the timing of it all was a little unfortunate in that the premiere was right around the beginning of COVID. And so a lot of performances, I believe, were canceled. And with their collaboration, she ended up writing an arrangement of the orchestral score for a smaller ensemble, which she also has performed. And that's the version that we're going to be playing tomorrow. So it's a really cool piece, lots of blues elements, kind of different than your standard cello concerto. It's in three movements, but they're all seamlessly connected. And it's very kind of like, there's some jazz elements, some blues, and he kind of shreds a lot of time. Uh-huh. So it's fun.
It sounds great. Yeah. And a very fresh piece.
Like, yeah, it totally.
Was, yeah. So Friday's concert sounds fantastic. Alex, what can you tell us a little bit about Saturday's concert?
Sure. I should mention quickly, both of these concerts are happening at Centennial Hall at 5:30 and 7:30, Friday and Saturday. And Ian was just talking about the program for Friday, which also pairs that Zwillick with the Brahms Double Concerto. And Saturday's concert is a concert just by the New World Symphony musicians. So it's just a quartet recital, essentially. And that program is, we titled it Inspired by Nature, because when we got the email or call, whatever, however it came through for us to come to Sitka, we all were really taken by photos and stories that we saw on Google or through people who have been here, all of whom kind of describe this place essentially as like a paradise in a way. Just it looks so beautiful and so untouched, and you know, we were so excited to come and experience this place, but we wanted to reflect that in our music as well. So this weekend we have a program that's is either inspired more directly by nature, by our surroundings, by the people who inhabit this place, but there are also pieces that are kind of a bit more experiential and kind of just give the atmosphere of what it's like to be in nature around here. So so we have a couple of pieces, three pieces by living composers, actually. The first is by... let me see the program really quick. the first piece is by Oswaldo Goliov, and that piece is titled Tenebrae, and he's an Argentinian composer, and it's a very beautiful, very reflective piece that will probably be very beautiful to listen to while looking at the nature behind us through the glass on the stage. Second is a piece titled Alaki by Marcus Goddard, who's a Canadian composer, and this piece is kind of his interpretation of the traditional throat singing that is tied to the Inuit tribe, who is native to parts of Alaska and Canada. So that's a really interesting piece. Mm-hmm. The next piece is by a composer named Caroline Shaw, who's also a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer in more recent years. And that piece is called Plan and Elevation. And that piece is all about how we experience architecture, the buildings we see as we walk around, and the nature that surrounds and envelops those buildings as well. And the last piece is the slow movement of Beethoven's quartet, Opus 132, which is just one of the most beautiful pieces ever written, in our opinion, and kind of encompasses how we feel just walking around and being engulfed by the natural world that inhabits Sitka.
Lovely. Wow. Great job selling those. That concert sounds fantastic. And if listeners want to get tickets, they still can by going to SitkaMusicFestival.org or to Old Harbor Books and buy tickets in person. Alex and Ian, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.